AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. China is suspected to be involved in the hacking of federal worker records, but the AP's Mark Smith reports the White House is not publicly calling out Beijing.
Press Secretary Josh Earnest says IT experts are still trying to nail down exactly who's responsible.
A state actor or a group of individuals or an individual acting on behalf of a state? Or if this was just a more run-of-the-mill criminal enterprise.
But he says whoever is behind the breach will be targeted.
The Obama administration takes very seriously the need to defend federal government networks.
Earnest notes the president's repeatedly raised cyber issues with China's Xi Jinping, and 2 months ago signed paperwork giving officials here new powers to sanction hackers and those who back them. Mark Smith at the White House.
More severe weather is in the forecast today in Colorado. Alvin Alminger got too close to a tornado overnight in northern Colorado.
We got to the basement, and just as we got to the basement, the roof totally collapsed in on top of us. And we were trapped in there for about 30, 40 minutes, and then the fire guys came in.
In Denver, storms popped open a sinkhole that swallowed a police cruiser. No serious injuries have been reported in Colorado. Police in Philadelphia say a suspect is still at large. An off-duty detective shot and killed a gunman during a robbery at a pizza shop overnight. A federal jury in New Orleans found former BP executive David Rainey not guilty of making false statements to investigators about the 2010 Gulf of Mexico oil spill. Government says 280,000 jobs were added last month. The AP's Jerry Bodlander reports it's a sign the economy is picking up momentum.
In addition, the reports for March and April were revised upward by 32,000 jobs. The jobless rate was up 0.1% to 5.5% last month. More people were out looking for work. Not all of them found it.
Wall Street, the Dow finished down 56 points. This is AP Radio News. The trainer of American Pharoah is making his fourth attempt at a Triple Crown tomorrow at the Belmont Stakes. In New York, here's the AP's Warren Levinson.
On the eve of a possible drought-breaking Triple Crown, trainer Bob Baffert is as loose as can be. Like American Pharoah, who roamed easily over the Belmont track in his last workout. What about that mile and a half distance?
He has no idea. He's going to be very upset. No, but he's an athlete, and so as long as they don't go too fast early, that's the key.
Baffert says his main job now is just keeping people away from the horse till post time. He sees people, thinks it's time to run, he says. Frosted, who ran fourth in the Kentucky Derby, and Materiality, who was sixth, are considered the top challengers. Warren Levinson, Belmont Park, New York.
Yahoo is closing its Maps page, as well as some other sites, to focus on its search business and on content. Yahoo is streamlining its business for the future. Yahoo Maps will go away at the end of the month. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.